Forgiving Others, Part 3. Today, let's talk about four negative effects of unforgiveness in our life. So what are the effects of unforgiveness in our life? Well, number one is that it keeps us in victim mode. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, Ken, you have no idea what I have gone through in my life. You don't understand my pain. You don't understand my trauma. And you're right. I don't understand your experience. I don't understand your, if you've gone through great trauma, I don't understand that. But I just want to say I know somebody who does. And his name is Jesus Christ. He experienced the highest degree of trauma one could ever imagine. His physical suffering alone, being nailed to the cross, being completely innocent, but add to that the weight of sin committed not by just one person, but the entire weight of the sin of the world resting upon his soul. Jesus experienced trauma, the full effect of sin. And he conquered it. He rose from the dead. Our wounds do not need to be our identity. When we're stuck in unforgiveness, our pain sometimes becomes who we are. And that's not God's will. He has something better for us. Where does our identity come from? Not from our trauma, but from the triumph of the cross. By the power of grace, we are beloved sons and daughters of God. By grace, that's our identity. What's another effect of unforgiveness? It lets those who have hurt us dictate our emotional health now. Isn't that crazy? You know, sometimes the people who have hurt us the most aren't even in our life anymore. Yet we make them present by living in the past. We bring that forward, and that's our reality. It's a crazy thing that we do to ourselves, because all this examination of unforgiveness, it's not about blaming other people. It's taking responsibility for our response to another person's sin. And this is one key point of unforgiveness that we have to understand. It's not about what they have done and everything about our response to what they have done. And it just ruins us. And God has something better in store for us. Another effect of unforgiveness is that it's an illogical response to another person's sin. It's like drinking poison and hoping someone else dies. Guess what? It doesn't work that way. Unforgiveness really doesn't do too much to the person who has hurt us. It's a terrible form of revenge, because they might not be in our life anymore again, right? But it destroys us. So it's really an illogical response to another person's sin. And lastly, it robs us of the life that God has for us. So what is the life that God has for us? It's a peaceful life. It's a joy-filled life. Do you remember what Jesus says? Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. God has peace for you and me. That's his will. And unforgiveness makes that impossible.